USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Democrat Representatives Julie Johnson and Jessica Gonzalez, after fleeing the state to block a quorum on voting integrity laws, are now vacationing in Portugal because they had non-refundable tickets. Former Florida Congressman and Texas Republican Chair Colonel Alan West tells Fox News it's hypocrisy once again.
When you think about hypocrisy, I remember during the winter storm and the blackout that we had, how the media from the left went absolutely apoplectic on Senator Ted Cruz when he decided to go to Cancun, but yet he was not involved in a special session. We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation. They're still getting $221 per day. That's the per diem on the Texas taxpayer dole.
Football is back. The Steelers beat the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game Thursday, 16-3. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
President Biden announced Thursday the United States must move fast to win the world's car-making future with a commitment from the auto industry to produce electric vehicles for as much as half of U.S. sales by the end of the decade. Biden also wants automakers to raise gas mileage and cut tailpipe pollution between now and model year 2026. The Phoenix, Arizona Police Department is under the Fed's microscope. Brad Bernards explains.
The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is launching an investigation into policing practices in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, with a focus on how the city treats residents experiencing homelessness, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday.
The investigation will determine whether the Phoenix Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law. Our investigation in Phoenix will be led by the Justice Department Civil Rights Division.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The five-member Floyd School Board in New Mexico was suspended Wednesday after refusing to comply with the New Mexico Public Education Department's mandatory mask mandate for students in New Mexico schools. Leon Nall on Fox News is the president of the Floyd School Board.
We voted to make the mask and social distancing optional because we feel that that is the parents' responsibility for the health of their children. We had parents complaining about the mandates of the mask and the damage it was doing to the learning of their own children in the school system that we are given the responsibility of providing the education. We feel that the students' health and decisions about their health should remain with the parents.
Attorney Robert Moss explains where the board members will go from here.
We believe that the public education department impeded on local control by usurping the school board's right to set policy as provided by New Mexico statute. And we also believe that PED exceeded its authority by suspending duly elected board members for violating directives that are void and unenforceable. We plan to be filing a TRO either today or early next week, as well as responding to the potential litigation that PED has taken. We received a letter from them via email on Friday that they would be filing with the First Judicial District of New Mexico to remove the board permanently.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.